Good morning and welcome to the KUNM Collins Show. I'm your host, Kathleen Sabo. Albuquerque's neighbor, the city of Rio Rancho, began as a housing development marketed to New Yorkers and others across the country as Rio Rancho Estates by the holder of 55,000 acres of land northwest of Albuquerque, the American Real Estate and Petroleum Corporation, or AMREP. The first families moved into the development in the early 1960s. The population grew tenfold between 1970 and 1980, and the city of Rio Rancho was incorporated in 1981, the same year that the Intel Corporation plant opened in the city. More recently, Rio Rancho experienced an 80% increase in its population from the year 2000 to 2013. Rio Rancho continues to grow and has blossomed into New Mexico's third largest city with approximately 93,000 residents. With growth come needs for essential services, infrastructure, and health care, for protection of the environment and the creation of jobs. Joining me today to explore whether or how Rio Rancho has been able to meet those needs, as well as to take a look at the promise of Rio Rancho's future, are New Mexico State Senator Craig Brandt, a Republican whose constituents include the residents of Rio Rancho, and Albuquerque Business First reporter Dan Mayfield. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you for being here on this snowy morning.
Thanks.
As I was researching the topic, I discovered a 1987 New York Times article titled Rio Rancho's Tangled Legacy that explores the legal troubles of AMREP that arose out of the marketing of Rio Rancho land in what the Federal Trade Commission contended at that time involved one of the largest fraud schemes in the nation's history. According to an FTC lawyer, quote, they, AMREP, misrepresented the investment value of the land, the resale market, and the amount of development that would occur. And yet, despite this inglorious beginning, the city of Rio Rancho grew and prospered and continues to do so, becoming one of Money Magazine's best small cities to live in as recently as 2012. Senator Craig Brandt, you were recently elected to the New Mexico State Senate. Tell us about your connection to Rio Rancho, please.
Well, I've lived in Rio Rancho since 2004, moving back here after pastoring for a little while in California. And my in-laws have actually lived in Rio Rancho since 1985, so just 4 years after it incorporated as a city. Raised my children there, have one child that's graduated from high school, from Rio Rancho High School. My other two children are at Cleveland High School, so that little change was kind of different. You know, we just really enjoy the community. It's a great area to raise your family, and I think that's one of the reasons it's grown so well, is because it is a great place to raise a family.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you. So what is it about the city, coined the City of Vision, that permitted it to rise above that inglorious beginning and continue to thrive and grow?
Well, it is kind of funny that, you know, the joke in Rio Rancho is, you know, started with a land scam and, you know, is now this great city. But that's caused a lot of problems. But I think the foundation that's really helped Rio Rancho is the schools. It's really made it a great place to raise your family. You don't have to worry about having your children in school. It's always been a very safe place, even though we don't have nearly the police officers per population that other cities do, like Albuquerque. You know, if we see a murder, it's big news. We might have one murder every 2 or 3 years in Rio Rancho. And so it's a very safe place to live, safe place to have a family. Most of the housing out there in the beginning, until maybe the last, you know, several years, was mostly owner-occupied. So there wasn't a lot of rental market out there. That's changed quite a bit in the last 4 or 5 years. But that's kind of the way it began. And so I think that helped with the safety.
Now, I've heard you say safety a few times. When you talk to residents, is that the most important aspect of life out there for them?
Most of the people out there, I think that is a big reason that they come to Rio Rancho. You know, a lot of them work in Albuquerque. It's a safe, inexpensive place for them to buy a nice home. And I do think that's a big issue, but also I think the schools, those two probably are right there at the top.
All right. Dan Mayfield, you are the economic development reporter at Albuquerque Business First. You're a UNM graduate, and you've covered business, entertainment, and more in Albuquerque and surrounding areas for 17 years. So you know a lot about this area, no doubt. You've taken a close look at the city of Rio Rancho as a reporter for Albuquerque Business First. How do you answer that question? What is it about Rio Rancho that permits it to grow and thrive at a rapid pace?
It's a handful of things. Mainly, it starts with low-cost housing, which is something Albuquerque is lacking in many ways. Of course, you pay for the low-cost housing with commutes to work in Albuquerque, with commutes to shop in Albuquerque. But there are very few places you can buy a large, you know, a large family home. You know, it's great that way. Plus, the city's services are keeping up right now, and it's great that way. But the city also has several issues involved in that, too. We were talking about this earlier, the antiquated plat that came from the AMREP deal back in the day. We were talking earlier about the, you know, just the lack of things like retail in Rio Rancho. There isn't much retail there. There's not many jobs there, not many economic-based jobs in Rio Rancho, and that hurts the city's overall tax base, which hurts its services. So,
all right, we'll get into that more.
Yes.
Now, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
That's a good to start with.
All right. Now, I will tell you that it was probably about 9 years ago I taught for the university, and the classes were out at the high school. And it appeared to be on the edge of nowhere at that time. I truthfully have not been back. Has there been a great deal of growth around that high school area? Is it? And which way is the growth going?
Well, that's part of one of the issues in Rio Rancho is the growth hasn't been centrally located to where most of the housing is kept together. And so when we go to recruit businesses, they look at rooftops and how close they are to that 1, 2, and 3 mile area. But because it's been, you know, we have Northern Meadows, who's stuck way out in the middle of nowhere. You have Mariposa built in another middle of nowhere. Enchanted Hills is separated from everything else. So you have all these separate housing areas. There's nothing combined. That's actually been one of the big problems. But Rio Rancho just kind of grows everywhere.
But there is a city center. Is there not?
It's called City Center.
Okay, so tell me about City Center.
So City Center, it was a thing about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, the mayor decided that he was going to, the previous mayor of Rio Rancho decided he was going to build a city hall, arena, and try to recruit businesses and create a downtown. UNM was actually a very big part of that as well, trying to create a satellite campus right there in city, what they're calling City Center. And I think geographically, if you look north to south, it probably would be more or less in the center of the city. And you kind of drive over a hill, you go down this kind of janky one-lane road as you get up the hill, and then all of a sudden you see this really nice City Hall building, and the Santa Ana Star Center's right there. It's great. But the problem is that it really is close to nothing else. And there's no other businesses around it. There's no business district near it. And the UNSR road that runs north-south there has been under construction for how many years now, Senator?
I think since, you know, probably
since
back
that
began. Since the beginning. And it was supposed to become this northwest loop and hasn't really developed into that. You know, we put Paseo del Norte. Paseo del Falcon in there. Sorry,
absolutely.
I get those two confused. And, you know, so that takes you out to that area and is a little bit more of a direct route. But that is, you know, City Center used to be Southern and 528. That was the city center. That was where, you know, that's where most of the businesses are. That's where City Hall was. And
I'm not. It would be like Albuquerque's, like San Mateo and Montgomery.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, you recently had a forum, or actually, and then you've got another one coming up, but at this last forum on November 21st, was there any talk about City Center? And
no.
So it appears to be something that doesn't trouble people?
Well, I mean, I think that our forum dealt more with state issues and what we could do as state legislators for the city of Rio Rancho. And I do think that, you know, I don't hear a lot from the citizens about it being way out there, except that it's way out there. And, you know, why was it moved in the first place? And I try not to go back and second guess what previous, you know, governments have done, previous city councils or previous legislators. But it is just kind of, it was, you know, we're going to force a cookie cutter new city center. And I think maybe in 20 years, you might look back and say, hey, you know, this worked out in the end, but it's kind of, it's difficult now.
And people might be saying this was very forward-thinking. Dan, what are you hearing about it?
I hear that people are more interested in the developments that are happening on the southern edge of town, you know, where the new Presbyterian Hospital is, which is wonderful there. The new Presbyterian Hospital is, what is it, 300 new jobs right there. Yep. And then across the street from that, they're planning a new mall. And then, of course, where the movie theater is a new burger joint there. And that's this real growing retail area where a lot of people are lining up. And it seems to me that most of the residents there are looking, you know, they're just letting the city grow organically. And where the retail happens, where the services happen, they're thrilled with it. And they're not really pushing it towards that city center area. And then plus, you know, the landfill isn't too far from city center. And that, I think, is not encouraging growth there. That's discouraging growth.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the landfill is very close to the city center. It's also, it's kind of interesting. Just right across from the landfill, you have some of the most expensive houses in Rio Rancho, which is kind of odd.
Is the landfill a permanent landfill? I mean, is there plans to continue to use it for eternity, or at least until it fills up?
We're both smiling because we know why this is a good question right now.
Oh, tell me.
Well, I mean, the landfill, you know, they've been talking about moving the landfill for, you know, since they put it where it was. It was never meant to be a permanent landfill, but they keep saying they can't locate a new spot. They can't get, you know, everything together to move it. And so for the people that live out there to not call it a permanent landfill, you know, we kind of laugh because it's not supposed to be, but it is.
And now the county of Sandoval has a land swap going on with the state land office. And it's starting, I guess it's Monday is when they're having the big press conference for that. Am I right, Senator?
No, I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, it's very soon the land office is swapping some land with Sandoval County for a brand new landfill.
Well, let me go ahead and invite our listeners to join in our discussion of all things Rio Rancho today. If you would like to join in that, there are several ways for you to participate. You may email comments to callinshow@kunm.org. You may post comments on the Call In Show webpage at kunm.org. Or you may call our local number. That's 277-5866, 277-KUNM, or our toll-free number, 1-877-899-5866, with questions and comments. I'm joined here in the studio today by State Senator Craig Brandt. He represents Sandoval County, Rio Rancho, and the Bernalillo as well.
Actually, I have a very half of one precinct is in
half Bernalillo. Of one, but half so. Of one precinct. It's still something. And I'm also joined by Dan Mayfield. He is the economic development reporter for Albuquerque Business First, and we're working on getting him heard on the mic here. Dan, let's go ahead and
see if this is a little better here.
That's a little better.
That's a little better.
Okay. All right. We got you now. So we're going to go to a break in just a minute, but let's continue with the landfill issue for a second because it's so interesting. So the people across from it don't want to admit that it's permanent?
Yes.
But there's a chance it might not be permanent?
Exactly. The state land office is swapping some land with the county in Mesa del Sol property in this whole weird three-way thing right now. And it's going to happen on Monday is what it looks like. And that should actually create a new landfill on the far northern edge of Sandoval County. And that will allow this current landfill to be basically paved over. And that's something the residents of Sandoval County have been looking for a long time. But it also opens up some great land for the state land office. It's commercially viable land for them that they can lease. There we go. That helped on the mic.
Yes.
Some commercially viable land that state land office can lease to help the school kids, which is pretty great.
Right. And so it will be paved over, and then what will happen there? Anything?
Hopefully some commercial
be open for development. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's very close to Cleveland High School, and there's, you know, on the plans, there's a 2,000 home development out in that area. And so, you know, the planning has things going in out there. So, you know, hopefully it just grows and turns into what it's supposed to be.
Well, we're talking today about the city of Rio Rancho, New Mexico's third largest city. And when we return from our break, we'll be back in the studio with Albuquerque Business First reporter Dan Mayfield and State Senator Craig Brandt. And we'll be back with your calls and comments.
KUNM accepts cars outside of Albuquerque and Santa Fe. You can live in the tiniest town in the mountains or mesas of New Mexico, and we'll send a tow truck to your home and haul it away. Then we'll send you a thank you letter and a KUNM membership. Plus, you'll get a tax deduction. In fact, we accept vehicles running or not from almost anywhere in the continental United States. It's easy. Just call 888-KUNM-CAR. That's 888-586-6227.
This Week in This American Life.
If you can't get 7 cars in 12 days, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, holy, what are you kidding me?
A car dealership in Long Island tries to sell its monthly quota of cars, 129 cars. It's not going well.
I want balloons in the showroom. I just don't want one balloon to a car. Balloon the whole freaking place so it looks like a circus.
Will it work? Find out this week.
Sunday afternoons at 4 on KUNM.
Welcome back to the KUNM Call-In Show. I'm your host, Kathleen Sabo, and today we're talking about the city of Rio Rancho. I'm joined by State Senator Craig Brandt, whose constituents live in Rio Rancho, and I'm joined also by Dan Mayfield, Albuquerque Business First reporter, economic development reporter. And we've been kibitzing a little bit about Rio Rancho here, but now the hard questions are starting to come here, and we've mentioned the word antiquated. So let me go ahead and read an email from Effie Osborne, who asks, what has been done to fix AMREP's antiquated planning system, which is repeatedly identified as being responsible for the scattered growth? Who wants to jump in there? Dan, you go ahead.
That's a very interesting topic because it's called the antiquated plat. And for those that aren't really familiar with what happened, AMREP in the 70s basically sold all of these properties in sometimes as small as quarter-acre lots to people all over the world as Rio Rancho Estates. And as the city has grown, not everybody has built a home or a business on those properties, and a lot of those properties are now essentially locked in between other properties, and you have roads going every which way and no way to reach one of these plats of a half-acre or one-acre site in the middle of a bunch of other sites. So people are just basically letting their land sit there. And the city has tried to buy that land off and on for years from these people. Hard to track them down. Most of them bought the land 30, 35 years ago. It's hard to find the people in the first place. And then some of them don't want to sell the land. They think it might be worth, you know, they bought it as investment property originally, and they're holding on to it for investment property purposes. So it's been a very, very difficult thing for Rio Rancho to wrap its head around for years. And right there by the city center, that whole hill, what is it, Senator, to the south, am I right? That whole hill is basically a huge mess of tangled property owners. In nobody can really reach them. Nobody can really do anything about it right now. So it's basically holding up development in major, major chunks of the city. And that's one of the reasons why development on the southern edge and the development there by the new movie theater has been able to actually progress. And that whole area around Sarah and 528 has been growing, and that's a giant commercial center now for the same reasons, because those properties have been figured out. Those properties have been developed. But the city and the county of Sandoval have tried for years to buy and consolidate those properties into something that actually can be put to use. They just have not been able to do it.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in a caller, because it is one of the Rio Rancho city councilors. It's Chuck, and I do not know Chuck's last name. But, Councilor, thank you so much for joining us. And you wanted to address this confusion over land sales. Thanks for joining the call-in show.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I just was listening to the broadcast, and I wanted to make sure, because there seems like there's a little confusion on the landfill. The landfill that I thought they were talking about originally was a city landfill, which is right off of Northern. And actually, that's a waste management property. And that will has a certain time period. It doesn't go on forever. And then they'll have a time commitment after that. And I think the plans are for it to be a park over top of that, and they'll have to manage it for so many years after it does close. Now, the one that they're talking about trading land for, that's a county landfill, and that one's actually over on by Paseo del Vulcan and Iris and Idalia, and that's one that the county runs, which is different. But I'm just listening to some of this, and I agree with the beginning of it, how you know, this area, the comments of the history and stuff. But now I'm listening to your comments recently about by the city center and stuff. Now, I agree, city center's out there, and it's going to take a lot and probably 20 years to develop. But we just recently approved what we call Stonegate, Mellon Ridge, Sosito. It's about a home development that's just south of the city center that's going to be around 2,000 homes. And that's supposed to start construction this next spring. So I think antiquated platting that everybody complains about is probably a little overrated, because as a city councilor, I get to see a lot of the consolidated land. You know, we have quite a bit of it across from Presbyterian. We've got a lot of it south of the city center, between Broadmoor, Northern Boulevard, and Paseo del Volcan. There's actually quite a bit of that that's already been consolidated, but I've never known the city to go ahead and try to consolidate this land ourselves, or the county to do that themselves.
Well, we've got you on the phone here. Let's see if either of our guests want to ask you a question. Go ahead. Dan Mayfield would like to talk to you.
One of the things, Counselor, is that I cover economic development, and of course I covered the Rio Rancho Economic Development, which is a third-party nonprofit that helps the city and the county bring in and recruit new businesses, economic-based jobs to the city. And it was defunded not that long ago. I think it was just July or August. It was defunded. And it was an $80,000 contract they had with the city. Of course, they're still supported largely by the private sector. But I think that really plays into a lot of the discussions that Rio Rancho is having about growing retail and about growing jobs in the area. And maybe you can shed a little bit of light on what has happened to Rio Rancho Economic Development and that contract since the city council defunded it.
Well, actually, you know, during the city council meeting when that came up, I was one of those that spoke on that. Some of the concerns we had, you know, are lacking in jobs creation. Now, Rio Rancho Economic Development usually does nothing towards retail. In fact, at several meetings we were asked, what are you doing about retail? That's not our job. That's not our scope. We only work with economic-based jobs, period. So when it comes to retail, they have nothing to do with that. They just go on economic-based jobs.
And they help recruit companies like Stoller Research, which is a
Stoller, yep.
Which is a huge win. I mean, it's 25 new jobs, 25 new high tech jobs to Rio Rancho.
But right, yeah, we were glad to get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, some of the problem that we ran into is, you know, they were having a hard time working with staff, city staff, getting reports, finding out what was going on. So at the same time, you got to be able to work with them. And, you know, when you take a look, if I keep hearing everybody, you know, make comments about, you know, look at all the results that we got from it. Well, if we've gotten a lot of results, why are we behind in economic development in Rio Rancho? Why aren't we bringing in all these jobs? So now what we're trying to do is the status quo wasn't working. So we're trying to figure out a way to make it work. Trying to actually get, instead of having some funding to go to one organization, another funding going to another organization, you know, so you're spreading out all your money across five or six different organizations, why not organize one big group that can have more funds and actually try to get more done? So
I don't know if you or the senator, counselor, have been involved in the new jobs plan that the economist Mark Lautman put together, the one that he says the city will need 18,000 new jobs in the next decade just to keep pace. Have you guys been following the Sandoval County and Rio Rancho Economic Development Plan that came out of his meetings?
Yeah, actually, I was at the county meeting listening to the presentation. I've been to several meetings. Actually, I was in a meeting with one of the county commissioners, mayor, Leon and Corrales, a couple governors with the Pueblos. Yeah, we met with Mark, and went over the presentation, had some comments, how we could work as a county. My personal opinion is what comes to the county, a big majority of it will end up coming to the Rio Rancho. So working with the county would be good for everybody. So, and when you look at the county, their funding, a majority of their funding comes from Rio Rancho, since we're one of the largest, as you might want to say, we're the gorilla in the room, you know, when it comes to the county.
Well, Counselor, thanks so much for your call today. And can we get your last name? We only had your first name, Chuck.
Chuck Wilkins.
Chuck Wilkins, thank you so much for calling us today. We really appreciate it. And Senator Brandt, just a quick question for you about job creation, because I know that was one of the focuses and will be a focus of the December 12th meeting. What can state legislation do about that?
Well, I think one of the things that we're looking at is how can we invest the capital outlay funds that we're allowed to use in such a way that would help create the environment for job creation, the infrastructure improvements that are needed in Rio Rancho, making sure sites are ready for companies to come in and not have to do a lot of the infrastructure development, I think is a very important role in that. And that's really the role that I see that we're going to try to play as far as our capital outlay dollars, instead of just using them on pet projects, to actually use them to create an environment that helps with economic growth.
Well, one of the things that Rio Rancho has been doing, I know the county of Sandoval has been helping too, is with doing bonding out for projects. Like the Stoller Research thing we were talking about brought 25 new jobs. At the same time, though, the city bonded out $440,000 to help those guys come into the city. You know, and there are ways that on a statewide basis, we can get Local Economic Development Act funds
right
there. We can get JTIP funds that helped also with Stoller.
Absolutely.
And those are things that are helping Albuquerque as well. But there are things that Sandoval County hasn't really leaned on as heavily as Albuquerque has in the past to basically recruit businesses.
Now, before we jump to our next topic, I do want to read an email from Sandy Ray. She says, why do we live here? It's so much more than cheap housing. Great schools, clean air, great safety rating, rural feel with access to anything we want. So let's go ahead and bring in Catherine, our next caller, because she brings up an issue that perhaps could impact some of that great feel there. So, Catherine, you wanted to talk about water rights and growth. Thank you for joining our show.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for the call-in show, as always. I'm native New Mexican, native of Albuquerque, not that old and older than Rio Rancho. But one of the things that that actually makes me inarticulate about Rio Rancho and its vision is exactly what that last person was saying. It's so great here. We've got everything. Well, the one thing that I don't think Rio Rancho has is sustainable water rights. And that is a major concern for everyone in the desert. And I think particularly concern for Rio Rancho, given the fact that the vast majority of the population is not from here and doesn't have any historic understanding of water and its importance. In Albuquerque, in our low moments, we joke about Rio Rancho, you know, waiting for a big rainstorm for Rio Rancho to slide off the sand dune it's built on. And this being now the third largest city in the state, and its politicians making statements about pushing their weight around in terms of getting what they want from the legislature, I think is particularly concerning, given the city's viability.
All right,
so can you speak to that?
Yeah, Catherine, thanks for your call. Let's get Senator Brandt first, and thank you, Catherine.
I guess I'm a little confused as to what is meant by politicians pushing their weight around to get what they want from the legislature. Everyone in our state, has the right to be represented. Rio Rancho for the last 20 years hasn't really been represented. It's the first time we've actually had our own senator that lives in Rio Rancho. It was divided up into six or seven Senate districts before then, and none of them had a majority in Rio Rancho.
Redistricting really helped the city.
The redistricting helped the city a lot. So, you know, we now have a senator who's the majority of the district, almost all of it, 99.5% of my district is in Rio Rancho. And we have three representatives whose, you know, area is in Rio Rancho. So, you know, we've never tried to push our weight around. What we do is take the allotment that we're given for capital outlay and try to invest it in our area, which is what every legislator does throughout the state.
Now, Dan, before you jump in, I do want to let our listeners know we did have Rio Rancho City Councilor Chuck Wilkins, who called in. We did call around to various city representatives, economic development, and maybe city councilors and we were told there was a breakfast this morning, and most people were attending it, so they could not make it. So,
absolutely. It's
so
we have a big breakfast this morning that I'm going to be heading to here in a bit myself.
We have these wonderful representatives here, but we could not get other people to join you because of that commitment. So thank you to both of you for being here in spite of that. So Dan, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the water issues Catherine brought up.
Well, one of the things is you don't have to worry so much anymore because the city council voted just a few weeks ago, or 3 months ago, I should say, on a new, they bought with a loan from the New Mexico Finance Authority for more than 400 acre feet of water rights. It was almost right. $5 million. It's paid for. You probably saw it on your own water bill, a $1 surcharge. And Senator, you probably have that on your water bill right now, too.
That's right.
And that actually is providing water security for the next, I think it was next 15 years. Am I right?
I think it was. I'm not exactly sure how many years it was. But, you know, the important thing is that, you know, we do have some water issues in Rio Rancho, actually, but they're more with the infrastructure of our water system. I mean, we have several of our wells are out. I'm going to get the numbers wrong because I forgot to bring that sheet with me, but I believe out of 20 wells, five of them are down. You know, if we lose one more well, we may actually have quite a bit of water problems in Rio Rancho. We also have breaking water lines all over the city. Councilor Wilkins was actually on the news a couple months ago talking about 500 million gallons of water are leaking out of our water lines every year.
Now, I also remember reading as part of that Sandoval County report that it talked about the antiquated platting, that there were problems with housing being built in floodplains, and also maybe even, I don't know, this might have been prior to that purchase, but there was at least talk about there not being enough water rights to build out Rio Rancho Estates more than halfway. Are those still accurate following the purchase, and what about the floodplain issue?
Well, I think that, you know, you have to think ahead as you're purchasing water rights to make sure that you're covering for growth. I know that Representative Lewis is actually working on some projects to get more water brought up to Rio Rancho. And so, you know, we're working on those issues from a state level. They're being worked on from the city council level. And I think Councilor Wilkins has done a great job with the water issue. It's one of the areas that he's an expert in. And, you know, he's really done a great job trying to secure the water for the future of Rio Rancho. I don't think we need to buy all the water rights to do a complete build out tomorrow, because it's going to take 30 or 40 years to completely build out Rio Rancho, if it ever completely is built out. Rio Rancho has more land mass than Albuquerque, so it could literally have more residents than Albuquerque at some point. Right now, we wouldn't have the water for that, for sure.
I think the bigger issue is something you touched on a second ago, Senator, and that's the infrastructure issue. The city does not have the tax base to support its own infrastructure. And this is something that, you know, Albuquerque has been able to do. We have retail. We
Absolutely.
Charge that, you know, that extra 3 cents that's on your, every time you buy a cup of coffee, that sales tax goes to the city of Albuquerque. And that pays for our roads. That pays for our sewers. Rio Rancho does not have retail. And it doesn't have demographics to support high-end retail. And with things, we were talking about this before the show, Senator, you know, there's some basic things that you just simply have to drive to Albuquerque for. And that's the kind of thing Rio Rancho needs to be able to build up its own infrastructure base. Mayor Swistak and I were talking a while back that basically the entire budget for infrastructure in the city is $5 million a year.
Right.
And in Albuquerque, we have $70 million. Mm. And it's a city, like you said, it's almost the same land mass as Albuquerque, but with so little money to pay for infrastructure, things like you can't even afford to fix the leaky pipes. You can't afford to fix that janky road that goes on up to the city center. When you can't afford to do that, it really hurts the overall economic development in a city.
All right. Well, hold your thoughts on that, because we're going to be taking a quick break. I do want to let our listeners know we're joined today by Albuquerque First business reporter Dan Mayfield. Albuquerque Business First. I apologize. Albuquerque First Business. And State Senator Craig Brandt. And we're talking about all things Rio Rancho. If you would like to join in our discussion, there are several ways for you to participate. You may email comments to callinshow@kunm.org. You may post comments on the Call In Show webpage at kunm.org. You may call our local number, 277-5866. That's 277-KUNM. Or our toll-free number, 1-877-899-5866 with questions and comments. We'll be right back with you.
My name is Peter Rackman, and I live in Corrales. My wife and I support KUNM along with other charities that we consider important. But since I've retired, we've become concerned about our financial needs for the future, and so we give less than we'd like to. We decided to make up for this by establishing a generous bequest to KUNM to make sure that when we no longer need the money, it would do the most good. If you feel the same way, call Mary at 277-8006.
It's an audio feast, and we've saved a seat at the head of the table just for you.
I'm not saying it's okay to be in a gang. If I could take them all and say, hey, look here, ain't no gangs, you know, I'd do that. But this ain't a fairy tale.
Brought to you by PRX, it's Best of the Best, the 2013 Third Coast Festival broadcast featuring the winners of our annual competition.
Sunday morning at 11 on 89.9 KUNM.
Welcome back to the KUNM Call-In Show. I'm your host, Kathleen Sabo, and we're talking about all things Rio Rancho with Dan Mayfield, Albuquerque Business First reporter, and State Senator Craig Brandt, whose constituents live in Rio Rancho. And here's an email comment from, actually a question from Fable Hill. What are the plans to provide higher quality retailers to Rio Rancho citizens, i.e. Costco, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods?
They're really aren't many. The problem is, Fable, is that Rio Rancho, we were talking about this before the show, Senator, and it's the demographics of the city. It's a very, very young town. The average age is 35 in Rio Rancho, and it's a town of families. And you are one of those families, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Generally, people have two kids, and they are in school. And those are not the families that the Nordstrom's and Trader Joe's are really looking for. They're looking for, demographically speaking, they're looking for people with a lot more expendable income, not people who are trying to put kids through school. And so the town of Rio Rancho is not necessarily prime targets for a Trader Joe's or a Dillard's. So you end up having to go across the river to Cottonwood Mall, or close to the river anyway, but across that 528 divide there to do shopping. And there really has not been any big movement for much retail in Rio Rancho for those reasons.
Is it simply a matter of those residents needing to age a good 10 years and increase their income?
That's part of it. And also because the city doesn't have any good retail crossroads. There's no mall. There's no specific retail site for these folks to shop at.
Well, I think, we do have a new city manager who's really working on this, and I think that, kudos to the city council for bringing Keith in, because he's doing a really good job out there. And it is one of the things that he's really focused on. I've met with him a couple of times. He's really focused on, how can we develop the areas that will bring more, but even Walmarts. The last Walmart that went in to Bernalillo because the site in Rio Rancho that they wanted, they couldn't get. And so that's a big concern.
A big part of that goes back to the infrastructure needs we were talking about earlier, because Bernalillo, for that specific Walmart, was able to give and help with a tax abatement.
Exactly.
That Rio Rancho was not allowed to do. The scarier number, the previous city manager, George Boots, told me, so there's this wonderful term in economic development they call retail leakage.
Uh-huh.
And the city of Rio Rancho sees about $400 million a year in retail leakage to Bernalillo, to Albuquerque, to the Cottonwood Mall area from Rio Rancho.
Yeah.
If they could capture that, that would mean about $11 million more to the city budget. And that is a high priority for the city. It needs to be a high priority for the city of Rio Rancho.
Well, let me go ahead, and this may be a rhetorical question or comment at this point, but I do want to mention it. An email from David Green, who asks, is this unplanned, unbridled growth a cautionary tale for other cities? By letting housing developers determine where a city grows, do we lose the ability to create a vibrant, well-planned city? It seems like what he's asking, all those questions, you know, we have no place to put our retail. You know, people are looking at the city and saying it's not appropriate because of lack of streets or crossroads, as you mentioned. So question for you all then, can a city boost its tax base through business? I mean, I'm no expert. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
That's the whole point.
Intel and...
Well, Intel isn't in the city.
Oh.
Intel's in the county. And that's right. One of the big
Intel
issues.
Is not in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho. It sits on a really small piece of land that's only county land. And that was part of the original agreement bringing Intel in.
Why?
Helps with their taxes. Helps to where they don't
because
have
New
to
Mexico,
pay all the different taxes that we'd have to pay if they were inside the city.
New Mexico has a gross receipts tax system. It's right. A value-added tax and not a sales tax.
That's right.
All
and
right.
That helps companies like Intel that are literally half of the state's exports at $1.5 billion every year of the state's exports. They don't have to pay that city of Rio Rancho sales tax on that. They now only pay the state GRT. And it's a much better deal for Rio Rancho. And there have been ideas floated over the years to annex that little part of the property into Rio Rancho. There have been ideas floated to annex it into Rio Rancho, or even into Albuquerque, or even Corrales. But Intel has fought that very successfully.
Well, I suppose the fear is it might flee, and instead people are waiting to see if there's going to be an upgrade to the plant in order to get it into the future tracking.
That's it.
Yeah, and I think if you actually did annex it in, they probably would leave to a place like Chandler, Arizona, which is one of the places they just went to instead of building out more here.
So places like Hewlett-Packard Stoller. Are they in Rio Rancho? And,
yes,
and did HP just lay off people?
HP laid off about 200 people. They're in a weird situation. HP, when that it's a call center and it not really they're not the $100,000 a year high tech jobs you want from an HP, but they are great quality solid jobs. The only problem is they're jobs that are constantly in flux.
Right.
In Rio Rancho. And so they can't say you have to keep the same 1,000 people on the payroll, but you have to keep 1,000 people on the payroll. Mm. And the company laid off earlier this year 200 people, but then by the end of this year, they have to hire back 200 people and meet, I think it's 1,150 employees there in order not to have to pay the city clawback fees on some incentives they were promised to move in. And it's kind of a sore subject with a lot of people in Rio Rancho if that was actually a good move to recruit a company that has jobs that are so in flux for the community.
All right. Here's a question from Teresa, an email question. Rio Rancho seems landlocked. Residents cannot get to work or shopping without traveling. Bottleneck streets through Albuquerque's North Valley or Bernalillo. Is there a long-range plan? Senator.
Well, I think the long-range plan is to continue to develop the infrastructure in Rio Rancho, to go back and try to get the blocks together, the land together to bring in retail, to bring in jobs. And I think that's been a greater focus of Rio Rancho recently than it was, 10 years ago. I always joke that, in the past, at least, the city of vision didn't have that great of a vision. They weren't looking ahead as much as they should be. I think they are now. I think it is going in the right direction, but it's going to take time, and we have to be patient. It is a difficult issue. There's four main roads to get to Albuquerque. Three of them are under construction.
Mm. Well, let me go ahead and read a comment from Janet Bellamy, and then we're going to take a call. Janet Bellamy writes, Rio Rancho cannot buy water, nor can they solve water problems due to infrastructure issues. The problem is drought. New Mexico is the most drought-stricken state in the country. We need to have an economy that is based on sustainability, not a plan of continuous growth. Let's go ahead and take our call from Glenn, who's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you all? Thanks for doing this.
Yes.
My wife's a real estate broker and has to rush off to work. I'm going to reflect one of her concerns, going back to Catherine and the water issue. Myra says that we heard, probably a year or so ago, that some of these developers were going to San Ysidro, 20 miles down from us here in Jemez Springs, and flashing thousands of dollars in the face of elderly people saying, would you like to sell your water rights? And these poor folks said, yeah. And that then went to Myra saying, the transfer of water rights is not regulated. That had me thinking about Intel and their incredible amount of water that they use that had been in the news a year plus ago. And I've not heard a whole lot about that, wondering about that. And so if we could go back to water, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Water could be a whole other show. It's a big issue because water security in New Mexico is becoming a bigger issue for attracting exactly the kinds of jobs that Rio Rancho wants, which is light manufacturing. And without water security, you cannot attract manufacturing jobs. They simply need it, especially for high-tech electronics.
Well, and even reading about whether the Intel plant will get an upgrade, and I know now that it's not in the city, but it's in the county, but I'm sure it affects people who live in Rio Rancho. But even reading about it, you know, the increased water needs, and Mayor Swistak says, no problem, we'll be able to handle it. But we're getting tons of email questions and callers saying, what about the water? What about the water? So, Senator, talk more about the water.
Well, I think I still think that the leakage that we have going in Rio Rancho is a huge part of the water. If we're losing half a billion gallons a year, you know, that's actually pretty close to what Intel's using every year.
Now, we're not talking about retail leakage. We're talking about actual water leakage through old pipes.
We are talking about the infrastructure of the water lines are failing in Rio Rancho because it was put in during the time when, you know, remember all the polyurethane pipes that were breaking in the homes? Well, guess what? The main lines are also that same pipe.
Now, is this an issue that you can go to, you can get capital outlay funds for in order?
It is. And you know, last year we gave over $1 million to the city of Rio Rancho to work on the water lines. Problem is they need about $40 million just to replace all the water lines throughout the city. We have, you know, 5 or 6, you know, water line breaks a week, you know, thousands a year. I mean, it is a major issue for the city. And what we need is, you know, part of the governor's big package where she's looking at doing the water this year is we need a chunk of that to go to Rio Rancho to deal with those water issues and the water infrastructure issues in Rio Rancho. That will help, you know, build that infrastructure, have that water security for businesses coming into the city. You know, if you're not losing, you know, half a billion gallons, you're able to sustain more business.
A big part of the governor's $640 million push is for infrastructure for water projects exactly like those. Albuquerque would get some of that money, too. And it's a very, very big project that she's proposing for the next legislative session. There's going to be about $250 million surplus coming up in the next legislative session. And the governor is really hoping most of that goes to water projects exactly like those senators talking about.
Well, we were talking amongst ourselves before the show began how Rio Rancho is no longer the fastest growing city in New Mexico.
That's second fastest.
Yes, that's Sunland Park down on the border. But are there other cities in New Mexico with which Rio Rancho competes simply because of these water security issues?
Not really. We're all in the same boat in New Mexico with the water issues. The entire state is really facing these water security issues, and that's why the governor is trying to propose some very, very large water projects this next legislative session. It's hurting everything. Even the oil and gas companies now don't have enough water. The guys up in Farmington don't have enough water. The guys in Hobbs don't have enough water. And those are very critical places that we need to get clean water to for the drilling because they really help with the state's underlying tax base.
Absolutely. That's where most of our capital outlay dollars come from, is from, you know, the oil and natural gas industries in our state. And they need water to be able to do their drilling. It uses a lot of water. Now, they can reuse some of that water. And they're looking at how they can do that and how they can you know, bring the water back out, refilter it, and reuse it. It's not, you know, where it, you know, it's an inflow and then out, but they are able to recycle some of that.
We've got an email question from Joanne McIntyre. We're going to piggyback that with a what I hope will be a very brief call from Victor. Joanne asks, who made the most amount of money in Rio Rancho's development story? Let's bring Victor in, who wants to talk about Rio Rancho as a land scam for developers. If you could be brief, Victor, we would appreciate it. Hello, Victor. Are you with us? Victor is no longer with us. So who made the most money with the land development story?
Who developed Loma Colorado?
Loma Colorado's Pulte.
Is it Pulte
homes?
There are several larger. I mean, that's a 2,000 homes, 2,500 homes. Loma Colorado. I mean,
Loma Colorado. Yeah, and then you know they did another development over by Enchanted Hills. The same company, actually, really nice developments. Good quality homes. I'm not paid by them in any way, but they're, you know, we have some really good home developers, and the problem is we need to be developing retail at the same time we develop
and that's
residential.
That's really the big push right now, is the city of Rio Rancho needs 18,000 new jobs in the next decade just to keep pace. But that has to be jobs in Rio Rancho proper. They can't be jobs at Cottonwood. They can't be jobs on the Albuquerque side of 528 there. They have to be retail. They have to be economic-based jobs in that town.
Well, I wanted to wrap up with you by asking, you know, what you were keeping your eye on with regard to Rio Rancho. Is it the water? Is it the jobs?
Nope.
Is it infrastructure? What is it?
Well, the jobs will create the money, which will help pay for the infrastructure. And that's where you need it. You need to bring in those economic-based jobs. Those are not retail jobs. Those are jobs that are manufacturing that bring in new money to Rio Rancho. Jobs, those will then create other jobs that will stop that retail leakage we were talking about before.
Which you said was $450
million? $400 million a year. It leaves Rio Rancho and comes to Albuquerque. As an Albuquerque resident, I'm thrilled for that. But Rio Rancho should be seriously worried about that retail leakage.
Well, now, Senator, again, to wrap up with you, you've got a forum coming up on December 12th, and you only want to hear about capital outlay projects that will create jobs. Is that accurate?
Well, that's the major focus. I mean, you have to look at quality of life issues as well. Continuing to keep the public schools at the high level we're at in Rio Rancho will always help with economic development. Infrastructure improvements in Rio Rancho will help with economic development. One of my biggest concerns, and the ones that I do hear from most of our residents, and I know we're running out of time, is the fact that we have nowhere to either go buy things that we need or nice restaurants to eat in. I mean, when I take my wife out to dinner, there's very few places that I can choose in Rio Rancho if I want to go for a nice dinner.
And that has an impact on infrastructure, too, the need to drive.
Absolutely.
And also the environment. So, again, I want to thank our guests, Albuquerque Business First reporter Dan Mayfield and State Senator Craig Brandt, for making themselves available to our listeners. Thank you, and thanks for a really great discussion about Rio Rancho.
Appreciate it.
Thanks to all our callers and our email commenters for helping to develop our discussion today. Thanks to our engineer, Jefferson White. Steve Emmons is our assistant producer. Michael Hess has handled our phones today. Elaine Baumgartel is our executive producer. I'm Kathleen Sabo. This has been the KUNM Collins Show on KUNM, news and music that connect from the University of New Mexico.